We just started Siman Tov Mem Zayin. We're still in Sif Aleph. What we learned yesterday was the basic rules that chametz on Pesach is not bottle. The halacha is that if you get a tarovis, you get a mixture of chametz and non-chametz. The halacha is that even if you have 60 or more times in the Pesach food against the chametz is not bottle. We also learned the halacha of kelim, where the halacha there is that a keli, or any kind of vessel that was used on Pesach for chametz, can be used after Pesach, because what's in the keli, even though it's chametz shavu lava Pesach, it will not aser anything after Pesach. Now, getting back to on Pesach itself, we went through the halachas of different things that are touching. In a tafshil, we said there was no bittel b'shishim, there was no bittel altogether, meaning when you were cooking things together and a little bit of chametz falls in, the halacha is it's not bittel. What happens if you have two things that are hot to touch? One is kosher l'Pesach and one is not. So the halacha is if the bottom one was cold, if they're both hot, then the halacha is that we say that the transfer of taste will be limited by the width of a finger, the ke'etzba. But that is only if they are totally dry and they're not fatty. Whereas if the bottom one is cold, then it's only a klipa that it will aser, meaning only the very outer layer of each thing that will become aser. And we said that even though on Pesach nothing is bottled, but the area of the food that the chametz never got to, there's no need for bittel over there, and on Pesach that will be mutter too. So basically what's going on here is that the Mechaber and Ramo are comparing the halachas of Pesach to the halachas of Tarovis a whole year, and therefore there are many halachas of Tarovis all year that will be coming up here. Now the next piece that we're talking about is the halacha of what's called Recha. We are up to the Ramo now, where the Ramo says, Haga uvedin Recha Milsa, with regard to the issue of Recha Milsa. What is that? The Gemara brings a machlokis. When you have two different foods that are sitting in the oven at the same time, and there is no chashash whatsoever of one having splashed into the other, they're at a distance from one another, say, or they're not the kinds of foods that splash altogether. We have another shaila. The issue is reicha. Reich literally means the fragrance, the smell. Where there's some kind of particle that does go over to the other one where you do get a smell of it. Do we say reicha milsa or lav milsa? Is reach a milsa? Meaning, is reach something that we have to be concerned about where it is considered, the reach of Isser is considered Isser, or is reach nothing? The Ikar Adin is that we paskin reicha lav milsa. We really hold that reicha is not a milsa ever. Mi Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin is that we hold that Reicha is not a Milsa. However, there is a case in Shulchan Aruch, there are cases in Shulchan Aruch that we are machmer for, lechatchila not to do. So let's see the Ramah inside. Reicha, vidin Reicha Milsa, le'inyan tafshil sheyesh bo chametz im shar tafshilin. So first of all, the Mishtabur initially points out that the word tafshil here is inaccurate. Reicha milsa is dealing with tzli, with something roasted. The word tafshil is a stew or something cooking. In something cooking, we have no issue of reicha. Reicha is when you have two things that are roasting in the oven together. So yesh makilin b'makom d'hayamuter b'shar isurim. There are those that are makel in places where it would be mutter in shar isurim. V'yesh machmirim d'mashu mi'ikah. Whereas there are those that are machmer and say that even though reicha is not a milsa in kol haTorah kula, when it comes to chametz on Pesach, reicha is a milsa. Says the Ramah, v'dafka b'makom sheshayach bo reicha, el d'bishar yisurim lav milsa k'mar shizbar b'yaradeh. That's only where there is reicha. Meaning there are cases where there is no reicha to begin with, even though there are two things in the oven at the same time. There are other situations where there is reicha, but we paskin reicha lav milsa. So how does it work? So first, to begin with, the entire halacha of reicha does not begin unless at least one of the two things that are roasting in the oven at the same time, unless one of them is fatty. If they are both kochush, if neither one of them is fatty, then we say that the fragrance is not really there. There is no reicha altogether. what carries fragrance is are the fragrant oils, and therefore something that does not that is not shamein will not be able to carry that. The halacha is that even if the heter is the one that is fatty, we say that the oils will transfer to the iser and then come back to the heter. So that if you have chametz and Pesach food sitting in the oven at the same time and roasting, if either one of them is fatty, the halacha is that we would have an issue of reicha milsa. Also, the halacha is in other isurim outside of chametz and Pesach, where the heter is something that is sharp, we are machmir. So certainly in chametz and Pesach, if you're talking about the Pesach food being something that is sharp, that is roasting, and then you have chametz in the oven at the same time, then the halacha would be that would definitely be aser, because even in shari surim, we are noach to aser. But let's get back to the cases that in shari surim, we would not aser b'dieved, and in chametz we would. So the halacha is like this. If you have a small sealed oven, and the foods are open, so in other isurim, it is also l'chatchila. That is a case of reicha. So in other isurim, we only aser it l'chatchila, but we do not aser it b'dieved. According to the Yesh Machmir in the Ramah here, that we will say reicha milsan Pesach, there the halacha will be that it will be aser. Whereas, if you have a big oven that is completely oven, that is completely open, or if the foods were completely sealed, the halacha is there is no reicha to begin with. That's what the Ramah meant when he said that we're only machmir to say reicha milsa on Pesach in something where there is a reicha. So the only time there is reicha is if when you're dealing with two foods that are roasting, one is chametz, one is not chametz, one of those two happens to be fatty, and it's a small oven that is sealed, there and only there would the shita say that we're machmir for reicha milsa. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that b'makom hefsid meruba, you can rely on the opinion that says that reicha is not a milsa even for Shabbos either, for Pesach either. But other than that, we would be machmir. Now, and once again, in a case where the heter was sharp, there we say reicha milsa even in shari surin. So what we're dealing with in Pesach is something special where one of them is not sharp. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Magen Avraham that even in the case of Hefsid Merubah, if what you're dealing with is a completely sealed oven that is small, you should really be machmer. Like a very small oven that is completely sealed, there is no opening whatsoever, there you should be machmer even in Hefsid Merubah, or the same going for foods that the Ramah and Yeradeya brings down. If you have foods that are sitting there all night, apparently that was the minig with their chalant, but foods that are roasting away all night, so there the halacha would be that even in Hefsid Merubah you should be machmer. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that Rov Achronim say in Hefsid Merubah, you can rely on the first opinion even in such a case. Now, the Bir Halacha brings down a Beis Meir that the entire halacha of Reicha Milsa is dealing with a halacha where you're dealing with two tafshilin, two things that are roasting together in the oven, a normal case, that's where he's machmer. Whereas, if you find a piece of wheat inside a chicken, so to go ahead and aser everything by way of reicha, everything that was in the oven at the same time by way of reicha, even without hefsid meruba, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's no reason, he brings from this Beis Meir that one should not be makel. Certainly, if it's an inyan of menias simchas yontif, we would not make ourselves lose out from simchas yontif and not have food to serve. Even though to a person in terms of the Hefsid Merubah, the monetary Hefsid Merubah, it would not be all that significant. Nevertheless, to be monei yourself in Simchas Yontif, where you're just not going to be, you cook chickens and roasted chickens and don't have chickens to eat because of that, that we would not be machmer. So halacha l'maisa, reicha in kol haTorah kula in shari surim, if you're dealing with a small oven that is sealed, in kol haTorah kula we say l'chatchila that is aser. If you're dealing with a large oven that is open in kol haTorah kula, it is mutar lechatchila. Where it is aser in kol haTorah kula, in shari surim, that is lechatchila on Pesach, we are mekel unless it is hefsid merubah.